What's up les amis, bonjour and welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
Je suis Amaury, bonjour à tous.
This is an elementary lesson about the family. Ah, les familles.
That's it. It's even more than a family. It's a family affair here.
Okay, yeah. We have a little family dispute that we're going to listen in on. So let's find out what they're fighting about. Give us a word. Give us a key word, Amaury.
Mari.
Mari.
Oui.
And that means husband.
That's right.
Mari.
Yeah. So remember, Mari means husband. And here is the dialogue.
Three times.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
Ton mari est aussi mon frère.
Ce n'est pas une raison.
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
Je vais les acheter.
Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci.
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
Ton mari est aussi mon frère.
Ce n'est pas une raison.
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
Je vais les acheter.
Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci.
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
Ton mari est aussi mon frère.
Ce n'est pas une raison.
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
Je vais les acheter.
Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci.
So now it's time for the translation. Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
Don't talk to my husband like that.
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
Don't talk to my husband like that.
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça. Ton mari est aussi mon frère.
Your husband is also my brother.
Ton mari est aussi mon frère.
Your husband is also my brother.
Ton mari est aussi mon frère. Ce n'est pas une raison.
That's not a reason.
Ce n'est pas une raison.
That's no excuse.
Ce n'est pas une raison. Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
He didn't bring the birthday candles.
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
He didn't bring the birthday candles.
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire. Je vais les acheter.
I'm going to buy them.
Je vais les acheter.
I'm going to buy them.
Je vais les acheter. Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci.
Try to find 100 candles at this hour.
Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci.
Good luck trying to find 100 candles at this hour.
Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci. I don't know if grandpa's gonna have a nice birthday.
He might live an extra year now that he doesn't have to blow out all those candles. There's a lot of pride to blow out 100 bougies. All right, so we're in the middle of a dispute here.
Yeah, something wrong.
An argument. And what is the first thing the gal said?
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
So, talk.
Parle.
Don't talk.
Ne parle pas.
To who?
À mon mari.
Okay, how?
Comme ça.
Comme ça. We had the keyword mari.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say my husband.
Mon mari.
Now, why does he think it's okay to parler à son mari comme ça?
Because he says, ton mari est aussi mon frère.
So we hear the word for brother here.
Frère.
Which we all know from Frère Jacques.
This song is very famous. I never realized that everyone knew it.
Oh, yeah. It's a big global hit.
Yeah?
Oh, sure. We all know that one.
So frère.
Mon frère, my brother.
Yep.
So therefore, if ton mari est aussi mon frère, I can talk to him comme ça or comme however I want.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a good reason.
Well, that's what she said. She said it's not. What did she say?
Ce n'est pas une raison.
Yeah, ce n'est pas une raison de parler à mon mari comme ça.
Yep, and she's standing up for her husband.
What a woman.
Wow.
Literally, it's not a reason. But that's what you say in French when you want to say that's not an excuse.
Exactly.
This is not an excuse. Ce n'est pas une raison. And then he kind of says, no, I have une raison, okay? What is it?
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
So he had a job, he had a task.
Yeah.
To make the 100th birthday party a success. And he forgot. So
he forgot the big birthday.
He forgot the most important element to the party, les bougies d'anniversaire. Let's take this in two parts. The word for to bring.
Amener.
So he brings.
Il amène.
He brought.
Il a amené.
But the problem here is that he didn't bring.
Right. Il n'a pas amener.
What?
Les bougies.
What kind of candles?
Les bougies d'anniversaire.
Okay. He didn't have some serious responsibility for this party. He had just one thing he had to do, and he didn't do it. So son frère thinks that it's, you know, une raison to parler à son mari comme ça.
Exactement.
Now, obviously, she knows her husband's limitations. She already's like, I know, okay, fine. I already have a solution.
So she says, je vais les acheter.
Okay, so I'm going to buy.
Je vais acheter.
But I'm going to buy them.
Je vais les acheter.
Les acheter.
Right.
Make a z sound there, right?
Yeah.
So we have the les, and when you have it, you know, les acheter,
mm-hmm.
because there's more than one thing. It's not just one candle. We know it's sans bougie.
Yeah, so. Not one.
What if it was the cake that il n'a pas amené?
So she would say, je vais l'acheter.
Okay, but here we have sans bougie. Elle va les acheter.
So it's definitely plural here. Yeah.
He doesn't really want to finish that argument. I think he likes fighting with his sister-in-law.
Yeah. That's what he's there for, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, don't you love these family occasions? So what did he say? What's his comeback?
Essaie de trouver sans bougie à cette heure-ci.
Let's look at the beginning of it. Try.
Essaie.
When it's a command, like, hey, yeah, you, try. Essaie to what?
De trouver.
Essaie de do something. Essaie de trouver here. Or she might say later, like, essaie de parler à mon mari like that again.
Right.
And we'll see what happens to you.
It's like you've lived the situation already. Right?
Or,
you could say, essaie d'amener les bougies. For the next birthday.
For the 101, maybe. Right, so when you say essaie de like this at the beginning, try to, it's kind of like in English when we say, oh yeah, good luck doing that.
That's the meaning, yeah.
It's more like good luck finding. It's kind of sarcastic.
Yeah.
So essaie de trouver what?
Sans bougie.
When?
À cette heure-ci.
Okay, so à cette heure, this hour.
Right.
Not cette heure, like 7 o'clock.
No.
They sound the same.
I mean, it's not exactly the same.
Right.
Yeah.
But here, you know, you put the C at the end. That's one way to tell.
Yeah, and with the C, you're sure it's not 7 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
So, à cette heure, C, this one here, at this hour here that we're in now, essaie de trouver son bougie. Good luck mm-hmm. with that, sister-in-law. And he got the last word. We should listen to this family dispute one more time. What do you think?
Totally. Let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
Ton mari est aussi mon frère.
Ce n'est pas une raison.
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
Je vais les acheter.
Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci.
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
Ton mari est aussi mon frère.
Ce n'est pas une raison.
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
Je vais les acheter.
Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci.
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Ne parle pas à mon mari comme ça.
Ton mari est aussi mon frère.
Ce n'est pas une raison.
Il n'a pas amené les bougies d'anniversaire.
Je vais les acheter.
Essaie de trouver 100 bougies à cette heure-ci.
Hey Erica.
Yeah?
You have amené the iPod I lent you 3 days ago?
The iPod?
Yeah, the iPod.
No, je ne l'ai pas amené, Amri.
Can I know why?
Don't freak out, right?
Pardon?
But I kind of lost it.
Pardon?
Sorry. I'll buy you another one, Amri. I'm so sorry.
Essaye de trouver 100 chansons. Like the one I had on my iPod.
100? That's not a lot.
Yeah, but still, they were my favorite.
Hey, look, I'm sorry, right? It was an accident.
Ce n'est pas une raison.
Ne me parle pas comme ça.
I'm angry, that's it.
I'm gonna get another one. Je vais l'acheter. Don't worry.
Promised?
Yes. And I'll put 200 new songs plus the song that you had, I promise.
Okay, so essaie de trouver good songs this time.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, so it works comme ça. I didn't really lose your iPod, just so everyone knows. I would never do that. So we have here a family affair. Is this a type of conversation that you would hear in a French family?
Yeah, it happens in French families. At least it happened in mine.
This dialogue here, this would actually happen in your house. Your grandpa turned 100?
No, I've the number is fake.
Okay.
But still, yeah, it was still for our anniversaire.
So this is an authentic conversation amongst
it is.
French folks.
Authentic French conversation.
Okay. So, do French people celebrate for family? You get together for people's birthdays every year? Or just in the big ones?
Yeah, the big one. Like, in this dialogue, it's the grandpa's one.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, in families, they try to gather together for a big occasion. Whatever you can think, France is a bit... It's not that small. So, maybe it's difficult for them to gather on each birthday. But, like, the big ones, you know, like, every 10 years. Like, obviously, this one...
Yeah.
They would try to gather for this one, for sure.
I think that the newspapers would be there for that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you have any questions, you can come to FrenchPod.com. You can ask us. We'd love to help you out.
Meanwhile, merci.
Merci, au revoir.
Salut.